We would like to speak to you about meaning and where it plays an important role in your life and where it does not. We are constantly getting signals in our life, signals that tell us that something is good for us or not good for us. And that is a happy thing. That is a happy thing. And when we are in the experience of our life and simply open, then those signs and signals are really very wonderful things. When, however, we are in a place where we are feeling insecure, or where we are feeling doubtful, or we are feeling afraid, then the wrong things become signs and symbols. And we want to be sure that we avoid making that mistake. If you, for instance, are in a very secure place and a black cat crosses your path, your first thought is probably going to be, what a pretty black cat. Because that is where you are. You are looking at signs and symbols in that way. If you're in a place of fear or you are feeling depleted, then that black cat assumes a completely different meaning. And you see that as more bad luck. That is probably how that is going to register. Now, since it is not all with black cats, but it is with any number of other things, we want to be discerning about it. In an insecure place, it is very easy to meet people and interact with people and feel that their communication has a lot of judgment in it. And it is not to say that there may not be some judgment in it, but it's probably not all judgment. And so when we are in an insecure place, we tend to take communications as being against us, situations being as only about us. These are the things we must keep an eye on, because rarely is a situation only about us. It is usually about any number of things that are coming together. And it does not mean that you do not feel that, because it is quite normal to feel that. But as we pull ourselves into a more healed place and we look at the situation again, we are very often able to open to the possibility that there may have been more than one thing going on. So when you think about it, when you are in a place of insecurity, try not to be all wise about what is happening around you, because you're probably not going to be seeing it clearly. Some parts of it, perhaps yes, but other parts of it, not really. When you are feeling full, then you can simply observe, and you can even be uncertain. You can even say to yourself, I do not know if that was meant badly or not. I really do not. But since I am with me and I am on my own side, the thing I can know for certain is that it does not matter. And this ability to make things not matter is not the same thing as not caring. These are two very different things. But when you are able to be full in yourself, you can watch what we would call the play of life going on. You can see the different characters in it and what motivates them and what they are doing. And it does not mean some of it does not come your way. But if you are full and you are on your side, then it does not have meaning. It might not feel good, but it does not have meaning. Now, this particular thing is interesting to note, because in a place of fear, you are going to, of course, attract fear. And you very often may be calling something dangerous that is not dangerous, or something disrespectful that is not. Those are the things we must watch when we are in a place of fear. So we want to keep that in mind, that we actually are in charge of that. The questions that you want to be careful about are the ones that are saying, why did they say that to me? Why did they treat me in this way? Now, again, it is not that it is not a legitimate question, but you must be careful that that question does not draw that negative energy into your body, because we do not need it to be there. So what is the difference here? The difference is that you are full and you are boundaried in a good way. And something rude happens, and you are able to say, I saw that, that was rude, but it stays out here. You're not drawing it into your heart. You're not pulling it into your body, where now you're really going to have to do some angst and some overthought and some overanalysis and all those things we all have done. So it is a beautiful thing to be able to be full, to look over and say, oh, a rude comment. Okay. But I am not going to ask a lot of questions about why it's rude or what I should do about it or any of that, because those questions very often draw that negative energy into my heart, into my body, and I do not want that to be there. So once again, making something not important does not mean that you are not a caring person. It means that you do not want something negative to be drawn into your own body. It is painful and really does not do anything educational for you. So here is the illusion we want to give up. That we are able to control the way we are seen in the world, are treated in the world, by being able to analyze where it comes from. That is simply not true. An analysis of where something comes from is a thing of the brain. It is like, oh, you were probably rude to me because you were angry that I got this and you did not. That's fine. That's all the analysis you need. But that still does not mean that you draw that into yourself, into your own energy. They are angry. You do not need to carry their anger with you. Now, do we do this perfectly? No, we do not. There are times when we are all going to be unsuccessful with this. But the more you are successful, the more powerful you become, because you have your own energy for yourself. That energy keeps you full. You do not need to send that energy out into a negative space in order to analyze what has happened and draw it into you. You do not need to do that. We will say one other thing, and that is, there is a very beautiful thing about being able to analyze without drawing in. To say, oh, I see that you are very angry. Oh, I see that. Okay, I know that. But I do not need to bring your anger into my body in order to understand it. In fact, perhaps I do not need to understand your anger at all. Perhaps I need to know about it, but I need to be able to put down the drive to analyze it and to draw it into myself. I do not need to do that. I may be tempted to do that, but I am going to become more wise as time comes along, and I am going to do that less and less. More room for what I know and more room for what I am feeling, and less room for what is going on with the rest of the world outside of me. It is a wonderful lesson to be able to integrate. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel the light of your spirit burning in your heart center, and see that flame that is essentially who you are, who you have always been, and who you will always be. See that flame burning in your heart and lightening the landscape of your heart, so that any place that may be afraid or unsure can now have your light on it to speak to you about what is true, what is good, and what is best for you. Feel that light in the garden in your heart, and feel the beautiful things that are growing there. See where water flows. And go to that water and drink and refresh yourself. Yes. Now know that where there is light, there is no fear. Because where there is light, there is love. Feel the crown open to accept the energy of the universe. And know that when you take in that golden light, you are taking in the love that knows you, the wisdom that guides you, and the acceptance of all that you are, exactly where you are. And open that crown, and as the crown opens, know that the universe is making you able to receive more of what is good for you, more of what is like you. Feel the golden light flow into the third eye, and feel the third eye open and clear and bright, and able to intuit what you need to know without damaging you. Let the third eye help you keep a proper boundary, but let your intuitive abilities go as far out as you need them to go, so you are safe in your knowing. Feel the golden light fill your heart, bringing more love and more care and safety into your heart and into your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body into the solar plexus. and let the golden light begin to displace any emotions you no longer wish to carry forward with you. And know that as they leave, they are making a place for joy. They are making a place for delight, for happy surprises, for abundance, for safety. And feel the golden light flow into your second center to clear out the shame and the judgment. And see the beautiful waterfall of purification that flows in your second center to help you move out any of the experiences you do not wish to hold. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. Your root, where patterns for creating your life are forming up. Let the power of the golden light create a power in the root center so that you are walking your dreams, walking your love, walking your joy, walking your power. And allow that loving energy of the universe to fill your body and to move to the field outside of your body, knowing that that field will draw to you only what is like you, what is good for you. Breathe and rest in the fullness of the golden light. Move into your heart center and see a circle of golden light, and see that there is a gift in that circle. Resting the mind, know that gift that is your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.